Minor delays at the Holland, Lincoln, and the George Washington Bridge. Central New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway northbound Union tolls through exit 142. Two lanes are down. Both ways exit 130 through 140 with left lane and the shoulder blocked. And then traveling in northern Jersey, it's Route 3 construction. Both ways at Park Avenue and Rutherford, two lanes down. It's subject to sporadic closures. Route 7 at the Whitpen Bridge, a closure and detour there. And Rockland, Westchester County, lanes knocked out in the New York State Thruway, each way into the Tappanzee. Tappanzee, multiple lanes blocked in each direction, too. And then in North Castle and Westchester, Highway 22, both ways at 120, with a closure with ongoing police activity. Here's meteorologist Mike Lucini with the WCBS Pinpoint Weather.
Early this morning, it'll be cloudy and damp with occasional rain and drizzle around the tri-state area. Low 58 degrees in Midtown. Variable cloudiness later today, high 69. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low 60. Friday, partly sunny, becoming breezy and warmer, high 75. I'm meteorologist Mike Lucini in the WCBS Weather Center.
Right now, we have a northeasterly wind at 10 miles an hour. Humidity, 80%. The barometer, steady. It's cloudy and 60 degrees. I'm Jackie Allen.
News, traffic, weather, on air, online. We are News Radio, WCBS New York.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 17th. I'm Tanya Hansen. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom. She made it up. A Hofstra student now says she was not gang raped. The charges against four men have been dismissed and they've been freed from jail. A rush has been put on DNA testing on samples from the person of interest in the Yale grad student murder. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is keeping tight-lipped about Monday's anti-terror raids in Queens. Mary Travers of the 60s folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary has died at the age of 72. A health care proposal from a key Senate committee gets a lukewarm response on Capitol Hill. The Yankees beat Toronto 5-4. The Mets fall to Atlanta 6-5. WCBS News Time, 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Jim Shenaby. Folk music legend Mary Travers has died of leukemia. She